Hey, Ralph Rasmussen here with the third episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thank you for stopping by and checking this out. I hope you've enjoyed the first two episodes. Still a work in progress here, but I'm going to keep bringing you the great music that we all should be hearing on the radio and don't. Today's episode, I've got a wide variety of music for you. And we're going to start things out with a blues player, but he's more of a blues rock guy, named Anthony Gomes. Anthony is originally from Toronto, Canada, was in Chicago for a while. In fact, he kind of got started by winning the Best Unsigned Band contest at Buddy Guy's Legends back in 1998. And then later that same year, his debut record came out. And that had a song on there called Blues and Technicolor, which I'll play for you at some point. But as Anthony's gone on these last almost 20 years, he's produced quite a number of albums. And the last one came out in 2015, and that was a record called Electric Field Holler. And it was quite a great record all the way through, so I want to feature a track from that one. This was the leadoff track, and it's called Turn It Up. So why don't you do just that right now on the Radio Bypass Podcast. Here's Anthony Gomes.
Muddy waters. I was born with the blues in Technicolor. Got a Mississippi lightning in my soul. I was raised on the thunder of rock and roll.
Turning it up. Yeah, Anthony, if he comes around, I'll try to keep an eye out on his local dates and let you know when he's playing, because I've seen him live several times, and as electrifying as that song sounds recorded, live, there's just no comparison. He's awesome live. So that's Anthony Gomes, Turn It Up. And next, I'm going to go with a record that Joe Walsh, James Gang, solo material, The Eagles. He did another solo record in 2012. He had several really good songs on it. Probably one of his better solo records of more recent vintage, anyway. But the title track, Analog Man, not only is it kind of funny, but I also related to it as I was trying to put together all the elements in order to do this podcast, because in my day, everything was analog, and when you needed to edit things together, you did it by splicing tape together, cutting tape, splicing tape. Now it's all on the computer, all electronic. And I know for me, it took a little practice to get used to the modern way of doing things, the digital age. So I definitely can relate to this song because I too am an analog man. So check it out. Analog Man, Joe Walsh, right now.
Smile.
Walsh, Analog Man, from 2012's album of the same name, Analog Man. Coming up next, we're going to feature a Chicago musician. Not only is he one of the greatest guitar players I've ever seen, but he's become a really good friend, and he's just a really good guy. This is from a record that was done, I can't remember, maybe the very beginning of the 1990s or so. It's a guy named Dave Urich, and Dave has done several solo records throughout his career and currently plays in a band called 97.9 with a singer named Mark Odette in that band, who used to also have a band back in the 80s named Odette, which I'm going to feature a song of theirs coming up after the Dave Urich song. But right now, here's a track from Dave Urich from his debut record. It's a song called Paradise Island. Right, Dave Urich, Paradise Island. And coming up next is a song from a band called Odette. And this is a track I used to play on my radio show quite a bit. And like I said, Mark Odette and Dave Urich currently are in a band together called 97.9. And they play a lot of shows, especially over the summer months. And if you get a chance, please check them out. You will see some great talent on that stage whenever, wherever they're performing. Anyway, going back to the old Odette band, here is a song from Odette called Lights, Camera, Action. Odette, sounding good there. Hey, if you happen to be any of the Chicago musicians that I used to play on my radio show listening to this podcast right now, as you all know, most of these old songs all came in the form of a cassette demo, such as Lights, Camera, Action from Odette. And it's going to take me a long time to get all these cassettes converted over to the electronic world. So if you're in a Chicago band or were in a Chicago band that I used to play on WVVX and you've already converted your material to WAV files or MP3s, if there's some way you can make the file small enough that you can email it to me, that would be great and save me quite a bit of time because my cassette deck is kind of on its last legs too. So I'm having trouble getting all this stuff to convert and sound good. But if you've got anything that's already digital, please send it to me. If you can get it in a small enough file, you can email it to me at ralph@radiobypass.com. Because it's really great to hear some of this old music. There was, as I was listening to this Odette song, getting it prepared and then listening to it again just now, I'm like, man, those were good times. We had Odette, Smash Alley, Holland, Radica, Just so many good bands. Dave Urich out there. Just so many great bands playing around the area. And it was such a good time in music, especially here in the Chicago area. But anyway, I am now going to go away from Chicago and go to a singer that you all know from the band Cinderella, Tom Kiefer. Tom Kiefer had a serious issue with his throat for a while, and it was uncertain after some surgeries if he was going to be able to sing again or not. But fortunately, he was able to sing again. And in 2013, he put out a record called The Way Life Goes. And from that album, this is Tom Kiefer doing Solid Ground. Tom Kiefer from Cinderella with his solo release, he's standing on solid ground. All right. As I am recording this episode today, there is a Chicago-born singer who's celebrating a birthday today. So I thought I would play something from him. A lot of people around the Midwest, and especially in the Chicago area, I think are familiar with a band called Off-Broadway. They had a couple of records out and scored a minor hit, I guess you could say, with a song called Stay in Time. And it did a lot of great songs. And then they went their own way for a while. And then three of the guys from Off-Broadway reunited in the 1990s and had a band called Black and Blonde for a while. The lead singer, whose birthday it is today, is Cliff Johnson. And from that Black and Blonde release, here's a track called Desire.
Like a raging fire.
Black and Blonde with Desire. Happy birthday, Cliff Johnson. Hope you're having a great day today. As I'm recording this, I hope you're out celebrating your birthday. Again, this is Ralph Rasmussen, and you are listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast. Love to get your feedback, know if you're enjoying this show or if you are not enjoying it. Either way, I'd love to get your comments and feedback. You can send me an email at ralph@radiobypass.com. And this podcast will be going out weekly, so next Sunday there should be another episode loaded up at my website, radiobypass.com. I think I've got time for about two more songs here before this file gets too big to upload. So next up, I'd like to play something from Glenn Hughes, former bassist and co-lead vocalist of Deep Purple, but he's done a lot of things since then, including working with Black Sabbath and doing some solo records, and more recently also had a band called Black Country Communion that did two records, and I believe they are scheduled to do a third now. They had split up for a while, but it looks like they're getting back together and doing another record. But in 2003, Glenn cut a solo record and released it called Songs in the Key of Rock. From that release, this is In My Blood.
Clearer of my darkest day. was my guardian angel.
In My Blood, Glenn Hughes. All right, that is going to have to be just about a wrap on episode 3 of the Radio Bypass podcast. Again, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thank you for checking this podcast out and spread the word. If you got friends that like good rock and roll music, this is the place to hear it. Both new and old is the plan for this podcast. And speaking of new, on episode 1, I featured a track from a band called Inglorious, who put their first album out in February of 2016, album number 2 coming out this spring in May. And that band, for me, was the best release of 2016 and the best new band that I've heard in quite some time. So I'm going to play you another track off of Inglorious's debut record. This is a track called Holy Water. Again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.